Welcome to episode 824 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Book of Lamentations emerges from the ashes of Jerusalem, its authorship failed in time's passage. Tradition whispers the name of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and with good reason. His anguished voice resonates throughout the verses, bearing the indelible mark of one who witnessed the city's fiery demise. The book of 2 Chronicles whispers similar echoes, placing Jeremiah amidst the ruins. Though authorship may remain shrouded, the purpose of Lamentations burns brightly. Judah's persistent idolatry had drawn a bitter harvest. Babylonian conquest, fiery devastation, and the ashes of Solomon's magnificent temple. In this crucible of sorrow, Jeremiah penned a poignant symphony of grief, an elegy for a fallen city, and a people in despair. Each verse, in this tapestry of lament, mourns the loss of Jerusalem, its grandeur reduced to smoldering stones. The temple, once a beacon of faith, lay in ruin, a stark reminder of broken promises and divine judgment. Yet, amidst the ruins, a flicker of hope persists. Lamentations is not just a dirge, but a call to remembrance, a plea for reflection and repentance. Through Jeremiah's anguished cries, we hear the echo of God's love for his people, even in their suffering. Lamentations teaches us that grief, when acknowledged and embraced, can pave the way for healing and renewal. It reminds us that even in the ashes of destruction, hope can bloom anew, nurtured by the embers of faith and the promise of a brighter dawn. The Book of Lamentations echoes through the ages, a poignant tapestry of five poems, woven with grief and yearning. Each verse, like a thread in this tapestry, unfolds in the original Hebrew, with the artistry of an acrostic, each letter of the alphabet carrying the weight of lament. In this symphony of sorrow, the prophet Jeremiah's voice rises, grappling with the devastation of Jerusalem. He recognizes the Babylonians as instruments of God's judgment, a harsh but necessary consequence of sin and rebellion. Yet, amidst the ruins and ashes, Jeremiah's lament transcends despair. A flicker of hope ignites, reminding us that even in the darkest night, dawn breaks. Lamentations guides us through this delicate dance of sorrow and contrition, urging us to turn to God in repentance and seek his compassionate embrace. Across centuries, this poignant song finds a powerful echo in the words of Jesus. He, too, knew the sting of rejection, the sorrow of a people turning away from their divine shepherd. As he approached Jerusalem, the city's coming destruction cast a long shadow, and tears welled up in his eyes. Like Jeremiah, Jesus wept not just for the physical destruction, but for the spiritual blindness that led his people to reject their Messiah. But in this tragic echo, a deeper truth resonates. Though God's judgment fell on Jerusalem, and later on Rome's destruction of the city, it stemmed not from a capricious desire to punish, but from a yearning to bring his children back to him. The sacrifice of Jesus, the ultimate act of love and forgiveness, stands as a testament to this divine compassion. Even in the ashes of Lamentations, hope persists. Jeremiah reminds us that God, despite his justifiable anger, remains a source of unfailing hope. No matter how far we stray, his arms are ever outstretched, ready to welcome us back with a forgiving heart. Let's examine this more closely in chapter 3, the most beloved chapter in the book. The chapter opens with the voice of a man who has seen affliction. The imagery used here is vivid and intense. He feels led into darkness, pierced by arrows, broken into pieces, and surrounded by bitterness and hardship. This language resonates with anyone who has experienced deep loss or suffering. The speaker attributes this suffering directly to God's hand, a common theme in the Hebrew understanding of theodicy, where God is seen as the ultimate source of both blessing and calamity. In verses 10 to 18, the imagery becomes even more graphic. The man describes himself as a target for arrows and a laughingstock, alluding to the mockery that often accompanies suffering. This section concludes with a sense of hopelessness, as the speaker laments that peace and prosperity have been forgotten, and his endurance and hope from the Lord have perished. In the midst of despair, a shift occurs in verse 19. The speaker recalls his affliction and wandering, the bitterness and the gall. Yet, in remembering his suffering, he also begins to remember something else. God's steadfast love and mercy. Verse 22 is a pivotal moment in the chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. This verse marks a transition from utter despair to a glimmer of hope. Speaking of God's mercies, verse 23 asserts, they are new every morning. And then it adds this profound comment on the renewing of mercies, great is your faithfulness. This acknowledgement serves as a powerful reminder that, even in the darkest times, God's love remains constant. It's a declaration that, despite the current circumstances, God's character remains unchanging. Verse 24 is an expression of appreciation. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore, I will hope in him. From verse 25 onwards, the tone shifts towards an acknowledgement of God's sovereignty and goodness. The speaker reflects that it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. There's a recognition that suffering may have a purpose, even if it is not immediately apparent. Verses 31 to 33 offer a key theological insight. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. This suggests that God's actions, even those that lead to grief, are not without compassion, and are framed, within the context of his overarching love and faithfulness. In verses 40 to 54, the speaker calls for self-examination and repentance, recognizing that returning to the Lord is essential for restoration. This call for repentance is not just personal but communal, an appeal to the whole nation to reconsider their ways and turn back to God. The lamentation turns into a plea for God to see the speaker's affliction and to grant justice against his enemies. This appeal to God for justice and recognition of suffering reflects a deep trust in God's righteousness and justice. The chapter concludes with a personal prayer for deliverance and vindication. The speaker calls out to God, from the depths of a pit, a metaphor for despair and helplessness, pleading for God's attention and intervention. He asks God to repay his enemies for their deeds, a common request in the Psalms and other lamentations, reflecting the human desire for justice against wrongdoing. Lamentations 3 offers profound theological insights. Firstly, it acknowledges that suffering and God's sovereignty coexist. This is a challenging, but essential aspect of Judeo-Christian theology. Secondly, it highlights the importance of hope and God's mercies, even in the bleakest situations. For contemporary readers, Lamentations 3 resonates on many levels. It acknowledges that pain and suffering are real and valid experiences. It also serves as a reminder that, in the midst of trials, there is always room for hope and renewal. The chapter encourages believers to hold onto faith, even when God seems distant, and to remember his steadfast love and mercies that are new every morning. In a world often marked by pain and sorrow, Lamentations 3 serves as a guide for how to navigate these experiences, not by denying the pain, but by voicing it, while also holding onto hope in God's steadfast love and faithfulness. It teaches us that lamentation and hope can coexist, and that in the process of expressing our deepest sorrows, we might also find a path to healing and restoration. In God's unwavering faithfulness lies our true strength. He is not a distant deity, but a loving Father who longs to deliver us from the shackles of sin and despair. All we need is to turn to Him, acknowledge our shortcomings, and surrender to His boundless mercy, finding solace in the promise of a future where tears are wiped away and hope reigns eternal. Lamentations, then, is not merely a song of sorrow, but a testament to the enduring power of hope and the unwavering love of God. In its verses, we find not only echoes of tragedy, but whispers of redemption, reminding us that even in the darkest hour, a brighter dawn awaits. Father, grant us the strength to express our sorrows and the faith to trust in your unfailing love and mercies, which are new every morning. May we find comfort in your sovereignty and hope in your promise of restoration. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.